My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
So update the latest on trade rumors from a sell perspective a little bit later on. AJ Hinch this morning talked on the station about buying. He wants to buy, and of course he wants to buy. As Kang pointed out, those that are in the fight, they're still trying to, they should set the goal of making the playoffs and do everything you can to try and make the playoffs. Why wouldn't you? You try and win every time out. Try and play your best. Increase your value, your marketability when it comes to trades. But those guys aren't just, you know, going out there, going through the motions. They're trying to win. AJ said, well, I'm the wrong guy to ask because I'd prefer to buy. Because they were talking to him about selling and how you deal with, you know, Scuba and what you think. And he's like, look, man, I'd prefer to buy. But, and then followed up, I'm listening to a podcast today with the guys from MLB Trade Rumors. And they were asked about the Tigers and they talked about buying. They talked about trading Jackson Jobe for Luis Robert. They talked about Detroit making a move for an outfielder like a Brent Rooker or Randy Arozarena. And I'm like, huh, okay. Well, if it's out there, we'll talk about it. 248-539-9797. Tiger fans getting ready to settle in for a second half. And it's an important start tonight for the sell crowd because it's Jack Flaherty. I would have to think that any setback and his trade value is just about gone. In the meantime, we are discussing the Microsoft and CrowdStrike computer outages, worldwide disruptions. We asked how to affect you. Brian sent us an email. My 15-year-old was supposed to arrive last night at midnight from Costa Rica. He just landed. Yeah, I think it would feel, I mean, look, these computer outages, I would not want to be in the air. But, I mean, it's a lot of flights that took off late last night before all this went down that were landing this morning. And that's not somewhere I'd want to be. It's in the air. Unnamed texter, the reason the Tigers are not challenging for the division is because of the Carpenter injury and the torque bomb. That's nearly 60 home runs and 150 RBIs missing from the lineup that lacks punch already. Add that back into this lineup and we have 4 to 6 active bats that can support more role players. It's a great point. I mean, Carpenter and torque were huge parts of last year's team and not having them. This injuries are going to happen and you got to find a way to overcome them. But when your margin for error is already as thin as the Tigers is, that's a great point. Jeremiah and Linden says, I agree with the caller that blamed Hinch. The setup of the batting lineup as well as his bullpen use has cost them at least 9 to 10 wins. I would say that that's probably an over-exaggeration. 9 to 10 wins, really? And he's never done anything to get a win. Like, I mean, for instance, pinch hitting last week for Cole Keith and putting in Ibanez who hit a home run, Andy Ibanez. Is that a move that won him a game?
Well, he doesn't get credit for it, according to that text.
No, I guess not.
Only the bad stuff.
Yep. 248-539-9797, phone calls, feedback. Carson Anderson, 97.1. All right, so Kang, you finished Receiver last night.
Yes. 8 episodes.
Yeah.
It was the eighth episode I finished.
And you got frustrated, and this is not a spoiler, you got frustrated because it just completely skipped over the Dallas game. And
yeah, I didn't like that part.
Yeah. Now, it's not a, quote, documentary that focuses solely on the Lions. It was focusing on Amon-Ra St. Brown, along with four other wide receivers, Devontae Adams, Debo Samuel, George Kittle, and Justin Jefferson. But, you know, we got to the point in the show where essentially Minnesota and Las Vegas' seasons were pretty much over. And that was an important game in the Lions season. They have mics all over the place, and they didn't touch it.
Yeah, I mean, I get you. Just like you said, Doug, this show is about the receivers, their life on the field, their life off the field, you know, just what goes through their daily routines, their weekly, their month, the season.
Yep.
But they do focus a lot of stuff that happens on the field, of course, because where is their season going? How is the team doing? Or how is that affecting the receiver, you know, himself and his family? That was a very big game, not only just for the Lions, but in the National Football League because of what had happened with the, you know, did Taylor Decker report, did Dan Skipper report, who was eligible, who wasn't. And because if you watch the show, they do this while all the other receivers. Something happens in the game, they show it, you know, the outcome and whatever. They didn't touch it at all. So that bothered me. And that was the end of the seventh episode. Last night, do I watch the final episode or not? And of course, we all know what happened. The Lions lose to the Niners. And so it's going to be a face-off between St. Brown and Debo and George Kittle. The only reason I watched the episode last night, Doug, because I knew the pain that was coming for me with the Lions' perspective,
yep,
was I also knew there was pain coming for the Niners because they were going to lose the Super Bowl. Had the Niners won the Super Bowl last year, there's no way I would have watched that last episode because yeah. I would have just watched the Lions lose, you know, obviously, and give up a 17-point lead in the NFC Championship game. And then to watch the team they lose to go win it, no way.
Yeah.
Not happening.
Yeah. The one thing that we have discussed, mostly because of Kittle, and look, I think it's completely unfair, but I mean, his wife's kind of annoying. He's very annoying. If you don't have a healthy disdain for the 49ers, you will. beating the Niners this year is such a big deal. It's a huge deal. I want to beat him in the regular season. I want to beat him in the postseason. Debo's fine.
Yeah, Debo, he's pretty, you know, he's pretty chill. He tells you what's going on. I'm hurt. I'm not hurt. You know, why, you know, this sucks losing, whatever. It's just normal stuff. And it isn't George Kittle or his wife's fault. They seem like fine people. They're not like bad people or anything. No. It's just not my flavor, the way they act and the way, you know.
Kittle, think they're a lot.
Yeah, they are a lot to handle. They're big personalities, right? So it depends on if you can handle that. George, as far as the show goes along, I think they've calmed him down a little bit. He was kind of really in your face the first few episodes, and not so much, I feel like. At least they didn't show it near the end.
Right.
His wife is a bit much for me. That's for me. You know, those two they're meant for each other, man. They're supporting each other. They love each other. She's there for him. He's there for her. He's looking for her all the time.
Neither of them are doing anything criminal.
No, they're fine. It's just not for me. That's all.
If you just think about people that you wouldn't hang out with.
Yeah, that's it. It's like, I'm good. You know, like, I'm going to hang over here.
You said something about them that's spot on. They need kids.
Because his life is all about football, and her life is all about him. So, you know, she is there every step of the way. She's got nothing else going on.
It doesn't appear that way.
Yeah, right?
At least that's the way. Like, she might have some sort of job.
I don't know, Doug. I don't think so, Doug.
Anyway, my question for you is, and I'm going to finish it probably this weekend. Did you learn anything about the Lions 49ers game you didn't previously know?
So I'm watching, you know, the show, of course. And then my focus now is I know what happens. We all know what happens.
Right.
I start focusing on weird things. My mind took me to this, Doug, last night. I'm watching it and they're showing the highlights of the game.
Yep.
And they're showing, you know, players run around, all this stuff. And one of the players running around in the Niners Lions game is Jack Campbell.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they didn't say anything about Jack Campbell. He didn't make some spectacular play or anything like that. But for some reason, that stood out to me. And I thought to myself, Jack Campbell's got a chance to be a lot better this year than he was last year. He was out there as a rookie. He had to earn his way to get more playing time. And by the NFC title game, he was out on the field with Anzalone and all the other starters, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought he was so raw. He wasn't, that's not the best Jack Campbell we'll ever see. Now, all I know is we're going to see a better Jack Campbell. We should see a better Jack Campbell this year. And I thought that is going to be a difference maker. I think Jack Campbell has all the tools. And, you know, I'm talking to the Jack Campbell president of the fan club over there. But,
yeah, I got a lot to say over here.
But you know this, Doug. First round pick for a reason. He's got the size, athleticism, strength. I think he's got the work ethic. He's got everything you want and look for in a 10, 12-year vet in the middle of your defense. And I think that's something that that stood out to me for some reason. Maybe because I just want to beat the Niners so bad. But I think Jack Campbell's going to be pretty damn good.
I have some follow-up comments we will get to next here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.